We're doing Drashot Aran. We're up to the 11th speech. Towards the end of the speech, the Aran is discussing Hashem's revelation at Har Sinai. And the Aran had explained that aside from the signs that Moshe had done, Moshe was singular in that the people in mass saw prophecy with Moshe, so that we would know that his prophecy was true. And now the Ran is focusing on the pasuk that introduces that vision, where Hashem tells Moshe that he is coming to Moshe with the thickness of a cloud, so that the nation will hear as Hashem speaks to Moshe, and they will believe in him forever. Ulefi da'ati, says the Ran, and in my opinion, you got the place? Ulfi dati omero, when the pasuk says, "Hine anochi ba'elecha be'ave anan," when the pasuk says, "I'm coming to you in the thickness of a cloud," itnatzlut Hashem itbarach im Moshe. It's Hashem's apology to Moshe. Sheyadu shachoshek v'anan v'arafel. It's known that darkness, clouds, mist, hayom chitzot monot me'asig or ha'beir. These are terms that reflect the idea that there's some kind of separation, that people won't see the clear light. The clear light that was visible there. However, Hashem is saying there's going to be some kind of block, there's going to be some kind of cloud. It's known between Hashem and Moshe there was no separation. As the pasuk says later on, Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face like a person speaking to his friend. That's why Hashem says to Moshe, "Hine anochi ba'elecha be'av ve'anan. I'm coming to you in the thickness of a cloud." Ve'al titma baze. So Hashem is telling Moshe, this shouldn't stun you. Im eyot she'encha tzarich lekach, even though you don't need that separation, you don't need that thickness of a cloud, you can see things clearly. Hashem, so to speak, is apologizing. I will appear to you in this lesser form this time. Ki lo aseken bishvilcha, I'm not doing it because of you, aval bishvil she'ani rotze lechvodam u'ma'alatam, but because I want the nation to be a part of this prophecy. I want them to hear as I speak to you. Being that they did not reach the level of prophecy like you, they are not accustomed to prophecy the way you are. If I show them the clear light, if they hear things, and there's no separation, there's nothing in between, it's just direct, their bodies will disintegrate, they will die. They can't handle the level of spirituality that you can handle, Moshe. You see, even now, where Hashem allowed this separation, whatever it means that there was a thickness of a cloud, it's a concept that Hashem did not reveal Himself fully to the people. Even so, Amiru, the people said, "Lo sifod lishmat kol Hashem lokai v'etaish." The people said, "I can't hear Hashem anymore. I can't handle this great fire. I'm scared I'm going to die." V'im kenefo mayah im loya enanim tzei. What would happen if there wasn't a cloud? So Hashem describes it as there's a cloud between him and the people, so to speak. Hashem saying, "I'm leaving some kind of separation because the people can't handle more than that." And says the Ran, Hashem is telling Moshe, even though when you receive prophecy, there isn't that separation, they can't handle more than this. This is like a person who wants to show something that's very shiny, to two people at once. One has excellent eyesight, it won't harm him to see something so bright. The second one has a weaker eyesight. He can't handle seeing something so bright. That the person has to make some kind of separation between the shiny item and the two people looking, because one of them can't handle it. And that's what Hashem means when Hashem says, Hashem says, "I'm showing up to you with the thickness of a cloud so that the nation can hear." Klomar, it's as though Hashem saying, "I want to honor the nation." They will believe from now on much more because they will see it with their own eyes. So I need them to see it. So I'm going to make that separation. And Hashem said there's going to be another benefit from this. That's what Hashem says. They will believe in you forever. It's as though Hashem was saying, if a lying prophet will show up, he will try to harm the Torah with all kinds of signs and miracles, and he will do wondrous things using sleight of hand, using sorcery. People will know there's something wrong here. They won't believe him because your Torah will be validated through this moment, this time that the people will see. They will personally see the revelation at Sinai. He named Ken. So therefore, kol ma sheTzarich sheYamin bo anavi uLismoch bo al ma sheSamachnu al Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we believe a prophet? Says the Ran. We say it started with Moshe, and Moshe proved himself. And now you're continuing Moshe. Okay, Moshe told us to trust you. We'll work with you. Vehu b'ma sheYagid mi'ma sheYitchadesh laAtid. So the prophet walks in and says something's going to happen in the future. V'shenase al pi v'ze mitzvah l'sha'ah kmo sheAsinu al pi Moshe. He tells us now, I want you to listen to me, because now Hashem is saying that you have to do X. You, on this day, you have to, let's say today, you have to go to war, Shmuel told the people. So we listen to Moshe, Shemitzvat Pesach Ledorot Kvar Nichbala Mimatan Torah Ve'ilach. Let's take the mitzvah of Pesach. So from the days of receiving the Torah, we were told numerous times, we got to keep the Karban Pesach. So when the Pasuk says, "Mikirbecha me'achecha kamoni." Moshe says, "You will have a prophet from your brethren like me." Nirmaz. What Moshe is alluding to is, "Shenismoch alav na'amin bo al piotam adurim shesamachnu al Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom berishona." Kmo shekatuv ve'amen ha'am. When Moshe says, "Kamoni," Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "Hey, remember me? Remember when I started out? I did not do a mass revelation at Sinai when I began. I began by doing a few signs." And that's what Moshe was saying when he said, Hashem will send you a prophet like me. He means to say, just like I started being your prophet with a few signs and you went with me, so too, when this prophet shows up, he will be kamoni, like me, that initially he will do a few signs and go with him. Okay, now the question is, should we do the next section or pause here? What do you say? You want to spend the time on Ezra? Or do we want to invest another 10 minutes in Rosh Hashanah?
We go with Ezra.
Ezra? Okay, so pause here.